This is Northwest News from 88.5 FM on the Swinomish Reservation in Washington's Skagit Valley. One full-time dentist serves 3,000 patients. Now, while that is an improvement from years past when a rotating list of dentists would visit the tribe, it is still not enough to treat the high number of people with rotting teeth. Tribal leaders are calling the current situation a health crisis, and to manage it, they have borrowed an idea from the Alaska Native community and hired a paraprofessional known as a dental health aid therapist at the tribe's clinic. In the second part of our series, Confronting Dental Decay in Indian Country, KPLU's Ariel Van Cleve explains the role of a dental therapist.
As tribal member Aurelia Bailey told us, the dental care she received while growing up on the Swinomish Reservation felt aggressive at times.
You know, the minute I get in that chair, I almost have flashbacks.
Aurelia only goes to the dentist now if she absolutely has to, and even then, she needs to be sedated. Tribal Chairman Brian Cladisby says her situation isn't a unique one.
There is still a reluctancy for tribal members even today, even though they know the dental staff, because of that trauma, that generational, that historical trauma, to go in for a 6-month cleaning, that is still, believe it or not, still a struggle for us.
It might not help that the wait time at the clinic can be anywhere from 3 weeks to almost 2 months. That backlog spurred Cladisby and other leaders into action, trying to find a way to get patients in faster and still provide quality care. Enter Daniel Kennedy.
Why don't we clean it out and put a good filling there so we don't know how big this cavity is, just to let you know, okay?
Or how long. Kennedy is a trained dental health aid therapist, and he's been working on the Swinomish Reservation since January.
My main goal is to really convince parents and their children to come in and call the clinic their home, their dental home.
Kennedy graduated from Alaska's dental therapy program, which grew out of a lack of access to dental care in far-flung villages around the state. It's actually modeled after similar training in New Zealand. That's one of about 50 countries that uses dental therapists. Kennedy's education started with 1 year of classroom time in Anchorage.
University of Washington sent their professors up to teach us. These are the professors that have been doing for 20, 30 years.
Then he moved up to a small Yupik village in northwest Alaska called Bethel. He was there for a year treating patients in an actual clinic. Kennedy was under the direct supervision of a dentist while putting 46 procedures, starting at prevention and teeth cleaning and ending at extractions, to use.
We start 8 in the morning and get done at 6 at night, Monday through Friday. So I call it dental boot camp, really.
He saw firsthand the difference his efforts were making.
A grandma came in very pessimistic about the program. So I seen her, I did the complete examination, cleaned her teeth, and did a filling within a 2-hour period. And she was so amazed. She brought her daughter in, and I did the same thing. And she was so amazed, she brought her kids in. She was so amazed, she brought her kids in all the way. So I followed roughly 5 generations.
After graduating, Kennedy returned to his hometown of Klawak, which is a small Alaska Native village in the southeast part of the state. He says being from the community made it easier for his family and friends to willingly go into the dental clinic for treatment. Kennedy worked side by side with a dentist for 6 years before moving to Western Washington.
When Daniel first got here, I'm like, I hope he's good. I hope he's really good, because I didn't know.
Dr. Rachel Hogan is the lone dentist at the Swinomish Clinic.
As I'm watching him and I'm looking at his fillings and his extractions, he's excellent. His clinical work is excellent.
As Kennedy's supervisor, Hogan checks in and approves all the work he does, at least until he gets past a sort of probationary period. Then his role changes slightly.
He'll be able to work just under general supervision. So I don't have to be in the clinic. I just need to be able to be contacted. If someone comes in as a walk-in and needs an extraction, then they can call me. I can look at the x-ray. We can have a conversation about it before. Those days are coming, and that will be really nice as well. That means I can take a day off.
Hogan says she's relieved Kennedy's work has been so good, but frankly, she was a little surprised, especially given what she'd heard about dental therapists from professional organizations, such as the American Dental Association.
Definitely there had been bad press poured down to me from the ADA. The information I was getting was pretty negative, and so I had just stayed away from it.
Dental therapists aren't popular in the U.S. In fact, a more fitting word would be controversial. The American Dental Association actually sued the state of Alaska to shut down its training program. They lost, but they were able to get language into the updated Indian Healthcare Improvement Act that effectively banned all lower 48 tribes from hiring dental therapists. So how did the Swinomish pull it off? Well, the tribe's a sovereign nation, and they have grant funding. Other groups, such as the Concerned Dentists of Washington State and the Washington State Dental Association, also have come out against the paraprofessional and its uses in this state. We'll learn more about that opposition in our next story. Inside the walls of the clinic, though, the staff isn't letting the controversy get in the way of their work.
We're sliding into our groove.
That's Laura Cassiuli. She's been working in dentistry for about 30 years, and the last dozen she spent at Swinomish as the tribe's dental hygienist.
He's working a lot with the children, and that lets me focus on the teens. So I think if each of us finds our little niche,
then the clinic staff can follow through with their goal of raising a generation of kids with zero cavities, good habits, and no fear of sitting in the dentist chair. Ariel Van Cleve, KPLU News.